right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM on KCAL as well tonight. Joined by the biggest stud on KLSX, the guy who's been here longer than anybody, and the guy who kicks ass in the afternoon ratings, Tom Likens. Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you. How's
Look
it going,
Tim? Doing excellent. Doing great. Hey, I saw something in the news today I wanted to ask your opinion on.
Yes.
All right? And because you're a big radio guy.
I am.
And you talk a lot about, chicks and guys getting laid during the day.
Yes.
But I wanted to, because your knowledge of the radio business is probably more extensive than almost anybody on the station or anybody in radio. Because you live and breathe radio.
I do.
You really do.
Yes.
Did you see that the flagship station of Progressive Radio Air America for the last 8 months dropped 3 Air America programs, including midday hosts Lionel and Tom Hartman, and they replaced those shows with health infomercials?
Yes.
Is that the sign of a station that's not doing well?
Jack Silver is the consultant there, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
But that is a sign that it might not be going well, right?
You want back pain? Back pain's going out of New York this weekend.
That is classic. And they said here that it has nothing to do with ratings.
No.
It just has to do with
revenue.
Big advertisers
the
won't
ads
have.
The Jewish Daily Forward were not doing all that well.
Right. All right, I have a relationship question for you, Tommy. You have been married several times.
Yes, I have, and divorced several times.
Right, and no more marriages, right?
I'm done.
It's over.
Yes.
Are there any circumstances where you could get married again?
If I were in love with a woman who looked like Selma Hayek, who was about to be deported, and she would sign a prenup.
Right.
And that's it.
So you literally have to be dating at LAX.
Yes, right. Or at the border.
Oh, I see. All right. So you take maybe... Dina will drive you down to,
Nogales or Tijuana. Yeah, sure.
Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
All right, I got a question for you here, and this came up the other day. A friend of mine who is not particularly punctual when it comes to, arriving home.
Yes.
He says he's going to be home at midnight. Sometimes he gets home at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
He says, without exception, that when he gets home at 3 a.m. and he's supposed to be home at midnight, that his wife wants to have sex with him very badly. Now, I have a theory on this.
All right.
I think that she's just sniffing around to see if he's been anywhere. And that's why she wants to have sex with him.
I was married to somebody who, I'm going to put this as delicately as I can. I was with somebody who wanted to make sure that the affected areas were dry.
Is that right?
And she used to stick her hand down there to find out if they were.
Is that right?
Yes.
Holy Christ. Wow, that is a... And that's a relationship you were in?
Yes.
How long did that last?
Ended 6 months after the first time she ran her fingers through my pubes.
Well, at least she was... I mean, at least you're getting a little action there,
that's
you know?
That's right, exactly.
But, that is a big turnoff. I find the biggest turnoff when it comes to chicks are a couple of things. One,
the fact that they're chicks.
Well, that's one of them. Yeah, and one of the how you can't really trust them as much as you trust guys. That you don't really, they can always go over the deep end or off the deep end. But you've known these guys, Gary and Dino, for quite some time.
Yes,
and you know who they are. There's no surprises. But if you knew women as long as you did these guys, you could be surprised tomorrow by something they did.
Well, because the only way I would know a woman that long is if I had sex with her about 15 years ago.
Right.
And then I didn't like it that much, so we remained friends.
Right. But what is here's another big turnoff I find when it comes to women is when women clock you.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, is when you say you're going to be home at 5 o'clock.
You said you were going to be home at 8:15, it's 8:22. Right. Where are you?
Right. And that's, that's almost like a deal breaker.
What, is there traffic over there in Hollywood? What is it?
Now, when you were married, were you married to jealous chicks?
At least once, yes.
And she was all over you?
With that stuff.
Right.
The thing is, the jealous chicks never... their minds are never in the right place. Like they're always so far off what I'm actually doing and where I actually I've confessed on the air. I have been a very bad boy.
Right.
And I've done very bad things. And they're always so wrong. I mean, they don't even guess right.
Right. Now, have you ever cheated on a wife?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Two? Three?
Two.
Two. And did they find out?
One did, one didn't.
What was the reaction?
Well, I can't say that on the air. All I can say is it was not good.
Did you cop to it?
Yes.
You did?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, really, essentially, when you get caught, now you're having the conversation you should have in the first place.
Right.
I'm not happy. I'm not having a good time. I'm so unhappy. I'm going to have sex with your best friend. You should have had that conversation, but we didn't.
Right. And how long were you in that relationship?
You mean
after you cheated?
About a minute and a half after I got caught. No. Not a minute and a half after I cheated. A minute and a half after I got caught.
But how long did you stay in the relationship after you cheated?
A couple of months.
Was it tough?
Took a while to get caught.
So you wanted to get caught?
No.
If
I wanted to get caught, I would have got caught right away. But no, it was a couple of months.
But see, these guys who get caught, like, you know, the husband comes home early and catches her in the bed with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are women who ultimately want to get caught, and they want an excuse to get the hell out of there.
Or their husband's name is Humble Harv.
Right, yeah, exactly. And then it's over. Did he ever get out of prison?
Oh, yes.
He was only in for what?
He's back to doing sock ops now.
Oh, is that right?
That's okay. Right.
Whatever happened there? What was the story for people who don't know that story?
Humble Harv, when he was working at KHJ.
Right.
I guess he came home and allegedly found his wife in the arms of another man and allegedly started firing away.
Right.
And then because it was a crime of passion, he allegedly went to prison, but not for life. He went for a couple of years. He worked at KRLA.
Right, yeah. No, I remember that. Yeah.
Like after he got out.
Right, yeah. And when we were...
Because you get him for a lower price then. When
when they go away from murder.
When they go away from murder, you can get him for less. That's why so many people in radio have the checkered pass we do.
Right. Now you have, again, Tom Likas is with us. I'm sure you recognize his voice. And he's on every day starting at 3 p.m. all the way until 8 p.m.
Yes.
You have FU money.
Yes, I do.
You can turn to Jack Silver, who's sitting here, and say F you if you want.
He'll tell you how many times I've said F you to him, and it's been many.
Is that right?
Yes.
So if you just walked off, you put the headphones down today and walked off, you could be set. You're set for life.
I'm done. I could be walking the Ponderosa up there in Santa Barbara County.
Right, and on the big 20-acre estate.
That's right.
And is that place done yet?
Almost.
And are you going to bring, is there going to be parties up there?
4th of July is the big party, and you're hearing about it first here, and you are hereby invited.
Thank you very much. Look
at
that.
4th of July.
All right, 4th of July.
That's the big event.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right, the 4th of July party, and is it going to be something like the Playboy parties?
Could be worse, because we're not on the air. We're not broadcasting or anything like that. It'll be a Friday, and we have until Monday, at least.
Right.
I mean, Elvis has been up there. He's seen it.
And how many people can you... can sleep over at the joint.
Well, put it this way. I mean, I've got two guest bedrooms. I've got a living room sofa that can sleep a couple of people. And then I've got 20 acres. Yeah, bring a tent.
Right. Now, do you ever do this where, you have, obviously, there's not a house around. You got 20 acres. Do you ever walk around the house, walk around the yard nude?
All the time.
Around the yard?
All the time. Yes, I do.
I got to get a picture.
Now, you can't because you can't get within 20 acres of me.
All right, Tom Likas.
That's why you have 20 acres, Tim.
Okay. All right, Tom Likas is with us, everybody. And I know it's very tough to get through during the week to the Tom Likas show because it's nationally syndicated. But the nice thing about being a local show is that we're not syndicated.
We're only competing with the 11 million people who live here in Southern California.
Exactly
right. Very select group.
Yes, and a very a small choice here. If you don't like music, we're right the only choice in town.
Who likes the music on the
radio? Nobody likes the music. Who really listens to music? Those kids listen, though.
Do you realize we now have a station that's programmed for one person? That's how, they've been slicing it as thin as tissue paper. It finally got down to it. A station that has been programmed just for one person. It's called My FM.
Oh, yeah, right, My FM, right.
And that person, sometimes they're listening, sometimes they're not. I've seen the ratings.
All right, here are the phone numbers, gang. 520-9710.
I was going to tell you what station's going to be called My AM, but I decided to...
Is it going to happen?
My AM? Well, whether they call it that or not, I think there's at least one station you can call my AM.
My AM. Is it KTLK?
No.
No. All right. All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, we're going to be on TV as well here in about 25 minutes. So flip your VCRs or your DVRs on or whatever you got at home. I don't know what you got. You probably got
TiVo.
TiVo. How many TiVos you got?
Seven.
Seven TiVos?
Seven TiVos.
Are they actually working at the same time and all of them?
Well, they don't record the same thing. I mean,
no, I understand
the thing is, they could come up with a server where you'd have one gadget and all the TVs would feed into it. But no, you have to buy seven different machines with seven different hard drives, seven different sets of software.
Seven different remotes.
Seven different remotes.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Actually, I heard that DirecTV is going to have a server where all of your boxes will feed into one server.
Oh, good.
So everything you record will be you'll be able to record from any set and also watch from any set.
All right. Now, a lot of people were, you know, they listen to your show and then, you know, maybe they go out of town or they don't get updates on what's happening. What's happening with the crew that's filming across the street?
That film, by the way, I have a funny story to tell about that. I'm glad you asked that question.
Thank you.
They're done filming. One day, the noise was so outrageous. I was half asleep. I threw some gym shorts on, a black T-shirt. I came upstairs. I haven't focused my eyes yet. I am standing outside on my deck in the front of my house, looking across the street, and there they are all filming. And some guy comes up to me. He's filming, and the guy goes cut. The director goes cut. The guy comes up to me and goes, "I'm a big fan of yours," and walks away. I'm like, okay. Later I realized it was Ashton Kutcher.
Is that right?
Yes.
But
I was so, like, not with it. I was so unfocused, I didn't realize who had just come over.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes, it was Ashton Kutcher and Ann Haitch. That's who was filming across the street from me.
Right. Now they probably, hired those two people just, you know, so you wouldn't make a stink up there.
Oh, no, and then I made more of a stink. It's like, come on, you got celebrities here.
Did they end up paying you to shoot there?
They didn't, but it did take them a lot longer than they thought it was going to.
Well, I understand that. I mean, you have a house up in, I won't say exactly, you know, what street, but it's in the hills.
Yeah.
And it's a very expensive house, and that's what you pay for. You pay for the privacy and the quiet.
I just, I spent $2 million renovating this house. And here are these people going, "We'll put you up in the Four Seasons over there on Doheny. You want to stay over at the Four Seasons? You and your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, we'll put you up at the Four Seasons." And then when I said no to that, I said, "I spent $2 million on renovation." She said, "How would your girlfriend like to get some jewelry? You know, like some diamond earrings?"
Wow. Hope they film across from my house.
I'll tell you what. But this is what it was. They kept trying to buy me off. And
right.
I wasn't looking. First of all, what girlfriend wants diamond earrings? Come on.
Right. Yeah, right. In my past, the girls hate diamonds.
Well, they don't want me. Put it this way: if I give a girl diamond earrings, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm finished.
Yeah, she's moving in.
She's moving in.
Yeah,
that's exactly
a big part
that's
of
what
your
happened
life.
The last time, as a matter of fact.
Okay, all right. Let's take some phone calls here. Again, in about 15 minutes, actually about 20 minutes, we'll be on KCAL. So get home and flip on your DVRs. You can record it or just watch it live. Tom Likas. Along with myself, Tim Conway Jr.
Is this part of the, by the way, they've been cutting the budget here. I know here at Channel 9.
Yes.
Is this part of the deal? We have to do a second shift over here?
I think so, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Matt in Huntington Beach on line one. You're on with Tom Likas. How are you?
Tommy and Timmy, how you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I got a question for you, Mr. Tom Likas.
Yes.
I want to know what your actual opinion is about Mr. Whitman. Now, you had kind of, plugged a couple of things.
Are you talking about the CEO of eBay, her husband?
No, not at all. About the
Mr. Meg Whitman?
The Whitman S-bag that got bounced off the show.
All right. Let's put you on hold and ask Tommy then.
I'll answer the question. Brian's a very talented guy. I've known Brian since he was a teenager.
Yeah, you said you bought him brunch one day when he was like 15 or 16
years
old.
In the 90s. Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Up at the Hilton in Universal. He remembers that fondly.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. He's a great guy. He's very talented. I'm very impressed with the work he's done. I think he's going to do great.
Do you miss him doing the impression of you every night for an hour?
Well, if you really want to get into this, Jim, I'll get right down.
You do not.
Well, I'm happy to. No, no. Don't go there, because I will be happy to talk about that if you really want to. I will.
Okay. All right. Let's save that for the Svetlana show. Maybe we can talk about it on Saturday night at 11
o'clock. Actually, I'm feeling back pain. I want to go on. What's her name?
Dr. Jara.
Yes.
Dr. Jara, yeah.
You know, there was a remarkable advance in back pain this weekend. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
It's on the show.
All right. Let's talk to Brian in Long Beach on line two. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Tommy and Timmy. How you both doing?
Hey, all right.
Hey, Tom, yeah. I want to ask you a quick question, man. I'm a newlywed. I just got married last year in June, and I got to say I love it. I'm 35, and I'm wondering if there's any other – has there ever been a time in your life when you actually missed the married lifestyle at all?
Oh, no. Not for 1 minute.
That's a good question. But you must have, because you got married, you know, several times.
I got married, and I've talked about this on the air. I got married several times because my parents were married until my dad died. They were married for 40 years.
Right.
When my dad died, they were married. And I just kept thinking I was doing it wrong.
Right.
And then after making the same mistake four times, I realized maybe it's not me. Maybe it's the institution. Maybe there's something wrong with the concept.
Right. But when you each time you got married, you thought it was going to be for life.
Oh, of course. And I admit that.
Yeah. And I...
Now, the last one was wrong, but this is the right one. This is it right here.
Right. And it'll never happen again.
Right. This is it. I'm married for life. I'm done.
It is over.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk to Richard in L.A. on line three. Richard, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Tom Likas joins us. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, nothing.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Dad, I know you said you didn't want us knocking on your door saying, you know, I'm your son, but are you inviting us to your 4th of July party?
No, that's not an invite. I'm inviting the people in the radio business and the advertising business and anyone I'm having sex with on the 4th of July to come to this party.
Yeah, how do you think I got in? All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Actually, let me clear that up. That is absolutely not true. You and I have never had sex.
Not yet.
Yeah, all right.
We have not crossed swords even once.
All right. I can't imagine the circumstances where we would, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Nuclear winter, Los Angeles.
Yeah, I don't know. Still, you think that'll happen?
You can't drive anywhere. You can't get anything.
Yeah. All right.
Probably not.
Actually, now it's sounding pretty good. All right. We're going to be on TV in about 12, 13 minutes.
It's going to be so much better on TV.
Yeah, it really is going to be fantastic. So turn your TVs on to Channel 9.
By the way, you can hear it here first, and then 4 minutes later, after we get through the delay, you can turn on Channel 9 and see the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, and I heard today Danny Bonaducci talk about the fact that when he was on the Corolla show, Corolla hated when Danny gave out the time. Right? Because Danny would give out the time. It's, you know, it's 8:49 or whatever. Right now it's, 9:20 in the evening. And I think why he hated it is because Danny looks at the current clock and gives out that time, and then 2 minutes later everybody else gets it.
Is that what
it is? I think that's what's going on. All right. We are live on KCAL. Turn your TVs on to Channel 9 and your radio on to 97.1 Free FM. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are joined by Tom Likas live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now, 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM and KCAL tonight. So turn your radios on to 97.1 and your TV to Channel 9 KCAL. And you'll be able to see the king of the afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Likas. Nice to see you, man.
Good to see you, Tim.
Tommy!
Yeah.
Very, very wealthy man with lots of chicks and enjoying himself in life.
Always.
Yes. All right, we're going to be on in about 8 minutes. We'll be on TV, so flip your TV onto Channel 9, and we'll see you in about 8 minutes. All right, let's take some more phone calls here for Tom. I know it's very difficult to get in during the day, but at night things loosen up a little. And people can get in and ask you a question or two here. Rick in Los Angeles on line two. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim, Tom. Big fan of you guys. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Tom Likas, man, I was curious. Whatever happened to that girl who had the audacity to go to your new home and pee?
Yeah.
That just Whatever happened to that?
That video on YouTube has had over 90,000 views.
Is that right?
Yes, and we have still not found the girl who peed on my front door.
You know, I saw the videotape, and her car is damaged.
And not only that, but it's in kind of that Bondo kind of body right. shop kind of way that if that thing was heading down the freeway, you would know it right away.
Yeah, no, I've seen the car, it's damaged, and whenever a car is damaged, I have a theory that the person driving it is also damaged.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
especially
it.
Especially when it's a chick.
Because they think we can't tell it's been damaged.
Right.
Hey, that looks pretty good. That's an almost match.
That's right. Well, it's also, you know, when I hear a car drive by that has like 19 noises, you know, the tires are going, yes. the brakes, the engine, the, you know, the tubes, everything is going mm-hmm. crazy on it. I want to say to the guy, how many more noises before you take it in? What is the max? Is it 22? Is it 27 noises?
Well, I think it has to do with whether you've paid your Visa bill yet this month, because you don't right. want anything more to it.
Right. Well, you know, that's funny you say that, because Tom Hanks was asked the difference between having money and not having money, what he thought was the one biggest difference between being wealthy and being broke. And he said the nice thing about having money, he says, yeah, you know, you have nice hotels and stuff like that, but the difference between a really expensive hotel and a fairly expensive hotel is not that great. But the greatest thing about having money is that anytime your car breaks down, you got the money to fix it.
That's exactly right. And you don't have to call AAA.
Right. Yeah, you actually you get a loaner, and you know,
oh, yeah.
and your car, you know, screwing up doesn't cost you a week.
You're still under warranty when your car breaks down.
Right.
If you have money.
All right, let's talk to a Candace here on line four. Candace, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Tom Likas is here. How are you?
Hi, Tim.
Hi, kid.
And hi, Daddy.
Hi,
oh,
darling.
Oh,
it's your daughter calling.
Yeah,
huh?
I think so. My granddaughter.
Oh boy.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
Do you care, darling?
Oh my God, I care more than you know.
Is wow. that so?
Thank you very much.
I'll be out here on Ventura Boulevard in a little while if you'd like to show me.
Yeah, where are you, Candace?
I'm in the Marina Del Rey area.
And what do you look like?
I'm about 5'9". I have double D's.
What do you weigh?
Light-skinned, about 135.
She's light-skinned.
And,
yeah, light-skinned?
I have light skin. I have very fair skin. I'm a quarter black, a quarter Korean, and half white.
That's a huge bitch!
Wow. No, that's actually not a huge bitch. 135 pounds. That's pretty good. You a single woman?
Yes, I am.
Well,
and
Tom Likas
also
is out of here at 9:45.
That's right. You got a nice set of cans there?
I actually do. And they're real, 100%.
Really?
Real.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, double D's.
Well, what's preventing you from coming to the Valley?
Nothing's preventing me. I have transportation.
There we go.
Nothing at all. There we
Case
go.
Case closed.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to tell you where Tommy's going to be at 10 o'clock.
All righty, then.
All right?
All right.
If you can handle that.
And you are going to show up? You are going to show up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The question is if I can handle that. That's if, can you handle that?
Oh, you're going to find out. You're going to find
yeah.
out.
Am I
and,
ready?
Yes, you are.
And in Tom Likas fashion, if you don't show up, we're going to play this tape tomorrow over and over and over.
Yes, for the next 6 months.
Promise?
Only if you don't show up.
Okay.
All right, let's put her on hold and hook her up with Tommy. And then if that does happen, can we call you tomorrow to get like an update on how that was?
You have my number, right?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Then we're
Look
all set.
Look at that.
Right?
And Tommy, can we call you to get an update?
Oh, of course.
Wow. All right. Fantastic. I love being married because I'm never put in this position.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's fantastic. All right. Hold on 1 second, Candace. We'll get your phone number, and Tom Likas will hook up with you. Hopefully, we'll get a picture or two out of it.
Yeah.
And does that happen often? I mean, I know you talk to these
girls.
Do
I hook up with listeners?
Yeah.
Yes.
You do. How often?
Well, I am picky. I mean, a lot of the listeners who get in touch are not my wheelhouse, let's
right.
say.
And you will tell them that?
Yes.
And how do you tell them?
I tell them, I start off by being polite and saying, you know, this has been great.
Right.
Nice to meet you. And they go, but I thought I was going to, go to your house. No.
It's not going to happen.
Not going
to
happen.
But you do occasionally, the girls come back to the house.
Occasionally.
Yeah. And
blindfolded so they don't know what street I live.
Do you ever, like, I know you've told guys in the past, I think this is where I heard it, but you'll tell guys to get a hotel room and not take them back to your house.
Yes.
And you'll do that?
Again, yes.
Enjoying yourself with that money.
Yeah.
That's CBS money, man.
That's right.
Must be nice to be wealthy.
We have a corporate rate at most hotels.
That's right. All right, let's talk to Jay in Pasadena on line 8. Jay, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Tom Likas is with us. How are you?
Are you, dear?
Hey.
Hey, I would like to ask Tom if he would like to take this opportunity to publicly apologize for making fun of Whitman for all these years and for pretty much making life difficult for Whitman on the radio.
How did I do that?
Yeah, I don't think that that happened, Bubba. I think it. I mean, if you go back and listen to the tapes, you would see that it didn't start on this end over here. All right, let's talk to Steve in Los Angeles on line 5. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Tom, stepdad, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Can I call you stepdad? Because I bat for the other team, strictly homosexual here.
Oh,
you have a lot
yes.
of gay fans, and I'm one of them.
Very nice.
So I just want to know, what kind of advice would you give to someone like me? Because, you know, you talk to all your straight sons, and I understand that, but, like, what would you say to people like me and others like me, some advice?
Yeah, do you do that? Do you do Likas 102?
Well, gay guys don't understand. I would be happy to help them, but they assume it's for straight guys only. But the reality is guys are guys. Straight guys hate hearing this, but gay men and straight men have a lot in common. And the number one thing is we want to get to the shortest distance between two points. We don't like dating. We don't like having a glass of wine. We don't like going to lunch or dinner.
Right.
We like getting right to the point.
Yeah, I think it's
whatever advice I give the guys to deal with chicks works for gay men, too.
All right. All right, folks, turn on your TV to Channel 9, and we're going to be on shortly here. They're doing a David Letterman promo. You'll see that. You're seeing it now, but you'll hear us about 2 minutes in delay. So turn on your TV to Channel 9 and your radio down while we're on TV, and then turn it back up afterwards. All right, so channel on TV, Channel 9, Radio 97.1, and Tom Likas is here. And we'll also be talking to Sylvia Lopez and Dave Bryan as well. And I think Dave does the politics here
yes.
at CBS and KCAL. And I'm sure he'll ask you about your political views and what's happening this year with Obama and Hillary Clinton and John McCain. And real quickly, do you know who you're voting for?
I do.
You do?
Well, assuming that my guy runs, yeah.
Oh, I see. So he's not running yet.
Well, we don't know if Obama's going to beat Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I see. All right. All right, here we go with Dave Bryan. All right.
Well, if you listen to 97.1 Free FM, then you know Tim Conway Jr. and Tom Likas. And they're here tonight broadcasting live in our newsroom. And Dave Bryan joins me right here on the set as we ask Tim and Tom to weigh in on all the political bantering between the campaign tonight. Guys, you didn't see it, but we just ran a package where started out with Barack Obama bowling, if you can call it that. It was
it was
a gutter ball. And with that, he's hoping to get a lot of extra votes in Pennsylvania. So what do you think?
I don't think anybody believes Barack Obama has ever been to a bowling alley.
But it looks like he was wearing his own shoes. I saw that in the whole gutter ball thing. And then Hillary made an April Fool's joke of she's going to challenge him to a bowl off. And I've never heard that term either. Who used that term, a bowl off?
Bolov is actually a defenseman for the king, Sergei Bolov.
Right.
Which one of the presidential candidates do you feel provides the best material for comedy?
Most laughs.
Oh, the most laughs. Well, it's got to be the Clintons, no?
I think it's Hillary Clinton,
for sure. Yeah, Hillary and Bill Clinton. And it'd be interesting. Now, do you think, Tommy, if Obama gets it, that Hillary's going to be the vice president?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
They can't stand each other?
No.
Okay.
Now, she had her chance.
Right.
But when she essentially went out there and made him the number two guy, that did him in.
Right. So you think it's over for Hillary Clinton?
If she loses, and of course we don't know what those superdelegates are going to do.
Right.
And we don't know what's going to happen in the back rooms of the Democratic convention this summer. But if she loses, I think it's, she's U.S. Senator from New York State. But that's it.
All right. Now, Sylvia Lopez, normally you know, anchors on television don't give their political opinion, but Sylvia told me off the air who she was voting for. Sylvia, can you tell everybody?
Oh, come on. You know that's not true. I've never answered a single personal question that you've put to me.
I don't even know who she supports.
But let me ask you guys this, because you're the experts on all the talk radio stuff that's going
Thank
on,
you.
And Dave's the expert on the political stuff. I'm hearing that there's a lot of conservative political, conservative radio hosts out there telling their listeners to switch party affiliations and vote in the primary for Hillary Clinton just so she can be the one to go up against John McCain. Have you heard that?
Well,
too?
Specifically, Rush Limbaugh did that. Rush Limbaugh told his listeners to vote for Hillary Clinton. And when Hillary Clinton complained about it, Rush Limbaugh's response was he was doing what Democrats were very familiar with, voter manipulation. But the bottom line here is, look, first of all, what kind of primary is that anybody can vote? You know, you should have to be a Democrat to vote for a Democrat. Then you cannot be a victim of this kind of manipulation. But more importantly than that, look, I mean, we've got two candidates who are almost exactly dead even. And when we get down to the convention, I think they'll be exactly dead even, really. You know, something has got to give in terms of making people feel that their vote counted for something. And the problem we have here is there's a lot of people who feel disenfranchised because they hear about superdelegates, because they hear about these backroom deals. And frankly, I think a lot of people think it's going to go to a backroom deal.
You guys really have your sort of have your finger on the pulse of what people are thinking about, what people are talking about. You
Thank
have
you,
to,
Thank
to do
you.
Your
Among
shows.
Other things.
Thank you.
Where does this campaign fall on the scale of topics that you guys talk about?
Well, we actually read an article in Time magazine, and we didn't talk about politics before we read this, but 72% of the people between 18 and 34 are now talking about politics, and that's unheard of. I mean, that number is huge.
This is the first time I've talked about politics in the 11 years I've been on the station, and that is because I do believe that our audience of young men hasn't been paying attention until now. And I do believe that Barack Obama has brought a lot of people into the debate, into the conversation. A lot of people are excited about Barack Obama. Whether they're right or wrong, they've become excited
Absolutely.
About him, and now they're talking about him. So I've done more politics this year than in a long time.
Yeah, and I was talking to Dave Bryan off the air, and I agree with you, Dave, that we should take away the women's right to vote. I agree with you.
See? Okay, that's where we got to stop, you guys.
I
know you'd like
that.
To go all
what?
Night long, but we're going to say goodnight. Thank you. Thank you, Tom and
you,
Tim and Dave.
Look
thank you all for
Sylvia
your help. Right now,
there.
We're going to take
Dave
a look
Bryan,
ahead to the
man.
Top of the hour. Pat Harvey's here to tell
but,
us what's
yeah,
coming
up. I thought Dave told me that. He wanted to rescind women's right to vote.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that on the air. Who knows? These guys are so sensitive.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We are live on 97.1 Free FM, also on KCAL. And you just saw us on Channel 9. We're also going to be on again at 10:35. And I think Jim Hill's going to be joining us.
Well, that's good. I saw Jim at the Dodger opener yesterday. We didn't get a chance to say hello, but
is that right?
I was in the press box. I was standing right behind Jim, as a matter of fact.
Look at you. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but you probably do. You're a big Dodger fan. But Vince Scully's going to be 82 this year?
Yes, 82.
Jesus Christ, man. I don't know where I'll be at 82, but I won't be conscious enough to be calling games.
Well, we should all be as look as – by the way – we should all look as good as Vince Scully, and we should all look as good as Sandy Koufax.
Oh, yeah, Sandy.
How
old is he?
72.
Holy Christ.
Now, I met, within the past year, I met Herb Alpert. Sandy Koufax reminds me of Herb Alpert. They look like two of a kind.
Oh, yeah. And somebody, I wish somebody would correct Rick Monday. He keeps saying Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
Oh, that's the worst.
Ah, ba-boom.
Of course, Jeff Witcher. I haven't heard him lately.
Yeah.
What's
and,
he doing now?
I don't know, but thank God they're back on 790 AM.
That's
know?
Where they belong.
Yeah.
It that's
is.
Right.
All right, folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Tom Likas joins us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Look at you.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Tom Likas joins us. He's on every afternoon from 3 to 8 p.m. and also on the weekends with the tasting room. And from what I understand, you've stocked your house full of wine and liquor from that show.
There's 1,000 bottles. You can conjecture about where they came from.
Wow. How many bottles of Grey Goose?
They're not in the wine cellar.
Right, but do you have any hard liquor?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you prefer? Well, I mean, if you want to get really hammered.
High-end tequila.
high-end tequila,
like $160 plus a bottle.
And could you do five? What's the maximum shots before you pass out?
Five would be the maximum for sure.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a call or two here. A lot of people want to talk to Tom Likas. Let's talk to, I believe it's Ginny in Vernon on line four. You're on 97.1. How are you?
It's Weenie.
All right, Weenie.
Yeah. Hey, what's there up, Jimmy?
Yeah, how is it going through life with a name like Weenie?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
Good?
Yeah, uh-huh. From Africa, obviously, I'm doing great, man.
All right.
Hey, I just wanted to know, why didn't you let Tom say what he thinks about Brian, man?
Well, I think that if you want the, you know, there's a lot of information on the website. We have a website that is it's called whathappenedtowhitman.com.
Yes.
And you can get some information there. And you can also go to Tom's MySpace.
Yes.
And your MySpace is available as well.
MySpace.com/TomLikas.
Yes. Anyway, Weenie, thank you for calling. But I don't want to get into it. I want to press on. And, you know, if we get into it, all of a sudden it's like, you know, 3 months of doing it back and forth. And I'd like to just move on. I apologize. But if you go to the website, whatHappenedWhitman.com, or to MySpace.com/TomLikas. MySpace.com/TomLikas. There's some information there. And you put that thing together yourself?
Me and Dean.
Is that right?
Yes.
Look at you, man, on the cutting edge.
Dean J. D'Amelio.
Yes. All right, we have time for one more phone call? Yeah. Okay. All right, let's take a call from Michael in West Hollywood on line five. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys. Boy, I'm glad my mother named me a common name like Michael. Lord, thank God it's not Weenie. Hey, Tom, about a year and a half ago, you did a live broadcast, and I do believe it was from Phoenix, and some girl called you, and she eventually ended up kind of confessing to a murder that she...
That's right. Okay, yeah. What happened with the chick who murdered the dude in Arizona?
I have nothing to announce at this time, but it is an active investigation, and that's all I'm allowed to say. And Gary's looking at me, so if I say anything, he'll come over and personally put the hurt on me.
All right. Is it the same chick who whizzed all over your house?
No. Oh, not that we know of.
All right. But it could be the same chick.
Well, anything's possible. But
how crazy would that be?
That would be pretty wild.
And her name is Candace, and you're going to meet her later on tonight.
She's a quarter Korean, a quarter black.
Yeah. And you're going to meet her at quarter after 10.
Yes.
All right. Look at you, man.
That's right.
All right, Tommy, thanks for coming by. You're a major stud.
Great to see you.
And always on every day, 3 to 8. Nice to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you,
and
too.
And thanks for the invite to the July 4th party.
July 4th. It's a Friday.
Friday, good.
And it's for real.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Tommy.
All right,
Tom Likas, everybody. Check out his MySpace, myspace.com/TomLikas. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Jim Hill coming up on line 97.1 for FM.